the show. It's Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website is totally free. Still on the way here tonight, the pot cave. The man has pleaded guilty. We'll tell you more about that, who he was, the several identities that that he had, and some more details all on the way. Plus, banning certain websites from schools, like gay websites, like social networking websites, like MySpace. There's some sort of federal mandate going into place. We're going to talk about the MySpace thing first, and then we'll get to the gay thing. Also, some of our listeners out in Sweden apparently were harassed by the police at a protest, at a socialist protest. They were there counter-protesting. And apparently in Sweden, you don't have the freedom to protest. So we'll give you their tragic story coming up as well. Of course, you can dial in with whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This from Techdirt.com. There's apparently been a law introduced to ban social networks and internet messaging from schools and libraries. We've been talking about the recent rash of bad moves by government officials where the rationale is always to protect the children. And today we have yet another one. It's no secret that some schools have chosen to ban social networks like MySpace out of a misplaced fear concerning what the site's being used for. However, the new legislation introduced today would specifically require any schools and libraries that receive federal money, which is virtually all of them,
the carrot and the stick every time.
Yep, to completely ban social networking and instant messaging offerings from their computers. It's an extension of the controversial law that required libraries to put web surfing filters in place in the first place.
I'm not sure I agree with libraries. I can see schools. A social networking website, and I'm sure the article has some kind of reason why kids should be able to do it in school, and I'm interested in hearing that. But my first impression of it all is the social networking site is a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a...
Kids shouldn't be allowed to have fun?
Kids should be allowed to have fun, but different types of fun for different times.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, do you think it's a good idea that kids have an impromptu baseball game in the hallways of the school during class, you know, between classes?
No.
No, doesn't sound like a good idea, does it?
That's why they have a baseball field.
They have a baseball field for recreation, but during recreation there aren't any computers on the...
I understand.
On the recess field. Do you think it's a good idea that kids...
Well,
then we put a bunch of computers out on the recreation field?
Hold on.
I mean, kids don't get enough activity as it is.
Now, wait a minute. I think you're being a little silly here, because I'm remembering back to when I was in school, and we did have computers, and I was in there towards the...
You had computers in school?
Towards the beginning of the internet days, so there was such a thing as internet when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And there was computers in the library. There was computers... There were computers in some rooms, and of course there were the computer labs as well. And if you were in class, there was no chance that you were going to be using the computer for recreational activities. So really the only place that you could use the computer for recreational activities would have been in the library, or perhaps in the computer lab after you were done doing whatever schoolwork you were doing. So if you're done with your schoolwork, I don't see why it is that you could not possibly go to a website for social networking.
I don't see why it would matter at all that kids can't go on MySpace at school. I don't see why they should have to do that. There's plenty of time to go to MySpace at home.
Well, I understand that,
Manwich,
but what if they don't have a computer at home?
And the schools could just as easily enforce this rule that you're saying, well, if they don't have they could just give them more work. Do you really want them to have that?
No, I didn't suggest that at all. I suggested once they were done with their work, why can't they go on and go to whatever website they want to?
And the thing is the teachers are just going to give them more work. And how does a study hall teacher prove whether or not a student is done with their work? They won't know.
Right. Well, we didn't have computers in study hall. You pretty much just sat there at the desk.
Well, I don't know how it goes now. But
I don't either.
It seems to me that MySpace has no purpose in school, whatever.
I see. Well, if it was my school, I would run mine differently.
Well,
let's go on here. Anyway, let's see. This time, instead of just blocking supposed pornography sites, they need to block social networking sites and chat sites. Reading the description of the bill of social networking in the bill of social networking sites, it appears that many blogging sites could also be included as well. Quote, a commercially operated website that allows users to create web pages or profiles that provide information about themselves and are available to other users. And on some blogs, you have to register in order to post, And so, therefore, when you've got your little comment, you've got the comment section on a blog. So in a blog, if you don't know how it works, the person who owns the blog posts the main post, and then anybody who's reading it can post a comment.
To the post.
Right. So if you have to, if you want to add a comment, sometimes you have to register, and therefore those websites would also be excluded from this. So that's a pretty broad language and would basically ban a number of perfectly legitimate and educational websites. Of course, this is all to protect the children because of a few fear-mongering stories about bad people that have used these systems to prey on children. No one's denying that those people are out there and have used these systems, but banning the sites in schools and libraries not only isn't the answer, but it actually is likely to make the situation worse. In schools and libraries, at least, adults can monitor the students while helping educate them about the dangers online rather than pretending like they don't exist. This law doesn't protect the children. It takes away the responsibility of teaching them how to be safe online. I think that's an interesting perspective.
It is an interesting perspective.
And that's not the only kind of websites that are being banned from our schools. What else is going on, man?
Well, Florida School District has blocked gay websites.
That's not good.
Well, and I don't know whether I think what I think about that. I mean, a website that portrays a particular lifestyle, I can see why they would do that. I mean, should they block S&M lifestyle websites?
No.
I think they should.
Well, you're a little Nazi.
Schools for learning. I don't know what this weird stuff is about.
Well, maybe you want to learn something about your sexuality or connect with a network of people that are like you. Maybe, you know, what's wrong with that?
Do that at home. it is allowing anti-gay websites.
Uh-huh.
So it's designating that gay, bad. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Palm Beach County, Florida School District has blocked student access to numerous websites that promote gay rights and support gay youths, while allowing access to a host of sites that oppose equality and denounce homosexuality. The Palm Beach Post reports many websites are off-limits to Palm Beach County students because they promote violence, racism, and pornography. But some people are accusing the district of an anti-gay bias.
Sure.
Among the sites that students are allowed to surf are those that the ex-gay group, National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, the notoriously anti-gay Traditional Values Coalition, the American Family Association, and Focus on the Family.
Hmm.
When students or teachers try to log on to gay-positive sites such as the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, or the Gay-Straight Alliance Network...
Certainly doesn't sound like porn sites.
They are greeted with a notice that the site is blocked.
Huh.
Hmm. Bob LaRocca, who oversees...
Should we also block all religious sites as well? Should we just block any sort of interest group sites? I mean, it's ludicrous. You either let them all through, or you just don't give kids internet access.
I think you can give them internet access to things like Wikipedia, Encyclopedia Britannica.
Uh-huh. Well, should we block the entry on gay on Wikipedia as well? Should we block certain entries? Because there are 55 million or whatever entries, and there's a lot of information in there.
I think someone could learn what gay is on Wikipedia without any problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of dangerous information on Wikipedia. We should block out some of that.
Well, what you and I
you know best.
Think should happen in a school...
Yeah.
Is not gonna correspond. It never is.
We
do agree that there should be no government schools.
That's true.
So if I started a school, I would be able to
whatever
run my
darn
way.
Websites you wanted.
And if you started a school, you could create all the little sociopaths you want.
All right.
Little miscreants, little bomb throwing sociopaths.
Molotov cocktail 101.
Right.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. What do you think? Should government schools be allowed to block certain websites? I say absolutely not. I mean, government schools should be upholding the right to free speech and the right to access free speech, and the internet is the epitome of free speech. You can get on there and pretty much say and do whatever you want to.
Well, I think they should be fair and even-handed with the in the gay issue, but I can't see letting my... I wouldn't... Even under the case of government schools, I wouldn't let MySpace on.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, Sweden. They cracked down on a few of our listeners that were trying to protest a protest. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What?
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for the updates. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, sign yourself up. It's totally free. And then we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And by the way, the Free State Project has members from all around the world. I mean, it's a wonderfully revolutionary idea that's been done before, moving for freedom. It happened here in the American Revolution, where people came here from the United Kingdom and various other places, and they wanted to get away from their tyrannical, oppressive governments. And now it's going to happen again, except it's going to happen in one state of the United States. It's New Hampshire. We're trying to get 20,000 people together to do this, the Free State Project. And so, as you might imagine, this is interesting liberty lovers from around the world, from a variety of different countries. And there's a number of them actually over in Sweden. In fact, we have a number of listeners from Sweden. And they were recently, involved in a protest. And they got into some trouble with the cops. We'll find out why here. According to, Alkanen, the blogspot Alkanen, it all began at Jantorge, where Gothenburg socialists, syndicalists, left-wingers, communists, and social democrats had all gathered to demonstrate against themselves. I, Daniel Birdson, and Carl Jacobson, both who are members of the equivalent of the American Libertarian Party, it's called the Liberala Partiet over there. It's one of the very small Swedish political parties. As you might imagine, socialism is pretty popular in Sweden, and there aren't a lot of people with our ideals over there.
You'd think that they would have figured it out that socialism doesn't work over in Sweden, but maybe not.
You'd think. Well, so they were gathered there to protest against the leftists. Wanting to be part of the bigger group, we took inspiration from the Internationale and had made a beautiful banner with a phrase from a song, which was loosely translated to, "Both state and laws oppress us, taxes make us collapse." That's the translation of what they had on their banner. We positioned ourselves at a place where we'd be easy to see for all the demonstrators and waited for them to begin walking. It didn't take long for the socialist jeers to begin, but one of the communists felt bad for us for being oppressed and poor, so he threw us a krona, which is the Swedish currency.
Nice.
So when all the processions had left, we folded our banner and headed towards the Götaplatsen.
I wonder if the a government official was there to get their portion of the krona that they deserved because it changed hands.
I don't know about that. The Social Democratic Workers' Party and the Swedish Trade Union Confederation were to have their big assembly. So they were at this huge brick building, the Museum of Culture. There were big banners of the socialist movement that were draped all over the front wall, and a multitude of veteran socialists sitting in the place of honor in front of the podium of the great leader, gazing out over the assembled people. Following our urge to watch the spectacle, we headed up towards the statue of Poseidon and finally unrolled our banner at the stairs to the concert house. Only a few minutes later, a social democratic functionary came and told us to remove the banner. We simply said that we had every right to be there and that we intended to stay. But woe unto him who tries to stand against the sociocracy, the man rushed us and tore our banner to the ground.
Oh, my.
Naturally, we picked it up again, but shortly thereafter, the second social democrat came to tell us to remove it. We flatly refused, so he threatened with the police. Now, we're not prone to giving in to empty threats, so we simply told him to fetch the cops and let them decide. The man immediately went to a group of police officers at the other side of the square and quickly returned with two policemen, one of whom carried very large sunglasses. I think he means war. Very large sunglasses, making it hard to identify him.
War? What?
As opposed to carrying sunglasses?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Almost at once, the cops told us to get rid of the banner. I've always believed that you'd be told what you were doing wrong before they start trying to boss you around, but apparently not. The policeman with sunglasses tore the banner out of my hands and started folding it up while Daniel protested loudly. And they did manage to get some photos and some video of this. They luckily did bring a video camera with them, which was a good move.
Always a good idea when dealing with police.
Daniel demands to be told what law they're enforcing when they try to stop us from just standing there. After stalling and avoiding the question for a long time, they finally suggest Section 13 of one of their law books, which says, quote,
essentially, it's disturbing the peace.
Yes. If anyone, through his behavior, disturbs the peace or constitute an immediate danger to it, a policeman's allowed to remove him from the area. Well, first of all, we didn't disturb anyone. We stood quietly with our banner at the top of the stairs of the concert house, quite some distance from the procession walking towards the square. We didn't shout anything either, and we certainly weren't trying to pick a fight with anyone. So, in conclusion, we were no threat to the peace. Well, that's in their opinion. Of course, the socialists disagreed. If anything, the first social democrat who tore down our banner was disturbing the peace. Another argument the police used against us was that we had no demonstration permission. Well, you aren't really required to have such a permit in Sweden. This is what the socialists themselves have written. Here's more of their law. Quote, the right to demonstrate is so important that it's written into the very first paragraphs of the Constitution. The application for a demonstration permission is pure formality, and the purpose of which is to allow the police to coordinate traffic.
That's the I can kind of get it for that very purpose. Other than that, I don't know.
No sane person would be able to claim that three youths with a banner at the top of a staircase in any way or form constitutes a traffic situation so severe that it requires police control. Clearly, this is just all hot air. At this point, Daniel finally has his camera running, filming as much as he can. He demands to know why we're not allowed to stand there, when we're not doing anything illegal. When Daniel tries to film the face of one of the cops, he shoves the camera away and tells us to stop filming, followed by this ultimatum. You have two alternatives. Either you leave voluntarily, or we will move you forcibly. We'll continue this story in a moment. 800-259-9231, we go to the phones to Jeff in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Take control of the airwaves. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling. I wanted to know if, I'm listening to the podcast, so I don't know if you brought up this news story yet about the Department of Justice dropping the wiretap investigation on the NSA.
They're dropping? I don't understand. They're dropping what investigation?
There was an investigation into the wiretapping that the NSA was doing on the American people.
Oh, is this the one they dropped because of state secrets, so-called?
Yeah. They don't have the security clearance.
Yeah, they can just do whatever they want to, can't they?
Yeah, the NSA is immune from the law.
Apparently, most of the federal government's immune from the law. What is the law, anyway, but just some words someone wrote down on a piece of paper a long time ago?
I guess.
Any other thoughts for us, Jeff?
No. Have a good show.
We're glad you're out there. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. It sounded like he was in an airplane or something.
I think he was in a hangar.
Yeah.
And they were just warming up the plane.
So we're giving you the story about some of our listeners that, or at least, I know, I think at least one of these guys was one of our listeners, protesting in Sweden. They were protesting a Swedish socialist event. And the socialists, of course, don't like the idea of opposing voices being at one of their protests. So they essentially called the cops on them. And we pick up the story here. After the cops had given them the ultimatum, you either move on your own or we will move you for you.
Yeah.
Moments later, Daniel asks what the name of the cop is with the sunglasses. And apparently, that's none of our concern.
Right. None of your business who told you that this silly nonsense.
After a while, the policemen grow wary and one of them leaves to fetch backup against us horrible revolutionary youths who keep standing still and talking. A third social democrat arrives and asks us if we're having problems. To begin with, he's really nice and seems genuinely concerned about the police causing us problems. But when Daniel points out that we're not allowed to know the names of the police, the man throws a fit and yells at us that we should know to obey the police without question. More coming back with the rest of this story. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Two sizes should fit virtually every internet connection. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're sharing a story from one of our listeners from over in Sweden. They were out. There's a very small contingent of libertarians in Sweden. It's mostly a country dominated by socialism. But yet there are libertarians, and they showed up at a socialist event to counter-protest, essentially. They had a banner, and the banner said, translated to, it said, "Both state and laws oppress us, taxes make us collapse." So they had this banner, they were carrying it around, and one socialist ripped it out of their hands at one point, because, boy, opposition makes those guys angry. They don't like seeing opposing viewpoints.
No, absolutely not. Somebody might realize, ooh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, they might get a wacky idea and want to revolt or something against their socialist redistribution plans. Well, anyway, the cops were called because they're standing with a banner, and that's a problem, apparently.
Right.
The cops were called. The cops threatened to physically remove them, and one of the cops wouldn't identify himself. He's wearing big, dark sunglasses. So these guys don't even know who they're dealing with. They just know they're men in uniforms threatening them.
Agents of the state.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know, citizen.
Yep. Anyway, one of these socialists came by and was kind of being nice to them for a little bit. And then once one of them pointed out that they weren't allowed to know the names of the police, the man started throwing a fit and yells at us, that I'm reading this from their blog, yells at us that we should know to obey the police without question. Obviously, the law is sacred and not to be questioned at all.
I wonder if he would have felt the same way in Nazi Germany.
Maybe so. When there's no law to invoke, the word of the police is the law, apparently. Surprisingly, the cop left to watch us tells the irritated social. The cop that left to watch us calls tells the irritated socialist to leave the area and leave us alone. Later, when Daniel begins talking to the solitary police officer, we're told that our crime is to have an opinion contrary to the movement. After a few minutes, the sunglass wearing police.
Boy, the socialists really have taken over there.
Yeah.
God.
After a few minutes, a sunglass-wearing police officer returns with a colleague, and these two officers grab a hold of Daniel, the one of us that was brave enough to stand up to the cops and demand to know the crime that we were committing. And they then escorted him through the mob to the police bus parked at the other side of the square, where he was summarily body-searched and his backpack investigated.
Hmm.
Carl and I followed the small procession to ensure that Daniel was to be treated fairly. After speaking to us for a short while, the policeman placed Daniel in a police bus and then drove him to Redbergsplatsen, which is a small square quite a distance away, where he was then dropped off. They didn't even take him to the police station.
No, they just kind of drove him away.
They just wanted to remove him from the premises.
Well, that's because he hasn't really violated any law.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
We're now forbidden, by the way, to return to Götaplatsen with our banner. On the whole, I have to say this has been my most interesting May Day experience to date. I've never been threatened by the police before, and I've never had an irascible social democratic functionary out to get me.
That's the problem. I didn't realize what the problem was in all this, but it's May Day, which is essentially the equivalent to communists and socialists as Independence Day is to us.
Oh, really? I'm not aware of this.
Oh, yeah. The May Day is the one. That's where they...
What is it?
Always see the pictures of the... It's just May Day. They just picked it. You'd always see the... as far as I know, maybe there is...
Well, so May Day was a holiday before the commies took it over? Is
right. I think May Day was like a fertility holiday. You know, dance around the maypole, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I believe the commies just took it over. I don't know, for whatever reason.
To celebrate their
wonderful
welfare distribution plots.
And whenever you'd see the pictures of the Soviet Union with tanks and missile trucks going through the streets.
Armies
and all
in formation,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
All the citizens going, yay! That was May Day every single time. So that's what's going on here. This is essentially going out and doing a protest for the American Communist Party on the 4th of July at the Independence Day celebration festivities.
I see.
That's why it's a big deal.
So you're not sure exactly what it is they're celebrating, just beyond the fact that they love communism, basically. Like the communism blood fest.
Pretty much.
Wow. 800-259-9231. In the comments field on this blog, apparently they are planning on filing a lawsuit against the cop with the sunglasses for screwing with their banner.
Apparently they know his name?
They don't, but they do have video footage.
I see.
So they're hoping that
they don't have their name on their lapel?
I guess not.
Our cops have the names on their lapel.
I don't know.
I mean, that's why we ask for badge numbers, so
right,
that you know, make them fish around for that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So apparently they are going to try to file some sort of a lawsuit against these cops. They're hoping that the video is going to be enough evidence. And there's no doubt that the fact that they even had a video camera likely protected them to an extent while they were at this protest.
I'm sure that's true.
Cops tend to act a little bit differently when video cameras are around, which brings me to the Free State. We sort of started by talking about the Free State. I touched on this article now. There's news that there are going to be some DUI checkpoints going on in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested this would be a perfect opportunity for the very first New Hampshire cop watch. I mean, how many times in all the history of cop DUI checkpoints, where if you've never been to one of these, they essentially pull everyone over on one side of a road at a certain point at night, you know, from 11 at night to 1 in the morning, they're pulling everybody over and checking people out to see if they're drunk.
A lot of people, they just, you know, look in your window, say, go on. And then they'll take every 10th car
or long hair,
somebody who looks like they're, yeah, you know, might be drunk for whatever reason it is that they've decided.
Or the people driving lousy cars, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
That, any of those things.
Well, how many has this ever happened? Have you ever heard of anything like this, where you've got a police DUI checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, a car full of concerned citizens pulls up on the scene, two of them get out with video cameras, the other two are just accompanying, and they start videotaping the entire checkpoint. They start not only videotaping the checkpoint, but also asking the police some questions. Maybe asking some interesting questions about, why you're doing this. Why it is that you ask them questions about freedom. Ask them questions about, you know, your right not to be interfered with while you're driving, and you know, just a variety of creative ideas.
Could you ask the next car to pull over in a German accent for me? It'd be great. Pull over to this side.
Show us your papers. And I was I posted this idea on NH3.com on the forums there, and Dada Orwell, known as Dave when he calls the show, he actually posted a comment to suggest that, well, maybe what we could do is, after the cops have pulled one person over, we could sort of wave them over as well, sort of stand down the road a little bit, wave them over, and then interview them and ask them how they felt about being harassed at the police checkpoint. You know, did they consider it harassment? Or do they feel like they're being protected? You know, let's find out what the people think. You know, do they like the fact that they just spent the last 5 minutes talking to the cops?
I think you might have a difficult time getting interviews with these people, because most of the people would be like,
I'm going to go home.
Yeah, I just want to go home. I want out of here. And I certainly don't want to create any problems by saying anything against the cops after I've gotten away.
Yeah.
Now, you could circumvent that by having one of those big television cameras. Those things look official.
People want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he also suggests that you could be ahead of the DUI checkpoint with some sort of signage alerting people to the checkpoint. Now, I've actually heard that that could be problematic. I've heard that someone in the past, people have tried to alert people to checkpoints, And if you're caught doing that, they will try to either harass you or arrest you or do what the cops did in the Swedish case and just take you somewhere else. So I don't know how well that would work, but it's an interesting idea. And you can, I've certainly never heard of anybody protesting a police checkpoint while the police were there. Sounds like a neat idea. I hope someone does it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The listener map is there. You go to map.freetalklive.com. Over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to the map. And you can do it too. Map.freetalklive.com. You punch in your location, photo of yourself, your name, a quote if you'd like to, and you're on the map. Map.freetalklive.com. So, still to come here, the guy with the cave, the caveman, Fred Strunk, and his other alternate personalities, or his alternate identities, and the 200-yard caves that were full of marijuana. We'll tell you about it. It's an amazing story on the way here tonight. And, of course, whatever it is that you want to bring up as well. But I'm going to go back to the email box, Manwich, because, you know, I've got a lot of emails.
Me too.
A lot of them are really good. This one from Joe. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm writing in regards to Mark, the recovering liberal. I was in his position a few years ago, though I came from a conservative family. Now, in case you don't recall, Mark was someone else who emailed us, and he's, you know, came from the liberal side of things, and he's concerned. He likes what he's hearing about with the, you know, libertarian positions on things, but he was concerned about his family because his family are rabid Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and he was just, you know, worried about how they would perceive him and that sort of thing. Anyway, Joe emails in. He says, I was in his position a few years ago, though I came from a conservative family. My father is a diehard Ditto head. The best way I've found to deal with the disagreements is to focus on the common ground. We agree on taxes, welfare, and licensing, but we disagree on immigration, the war on drugs, abortion, etc. To remain civil with each other, I try to hold my tongue when those topics come up. They claim that I throw my vote away because I don't vote against people like John Kerry.
Right.
But the leftist calls from the right for gas regulation last week really aggravated my father. He responded positively when I pointed out that the principled people I voted for, the libertarians, would behave as they claimed they would on the campaign trail. Now, that's total speculation, of course. We don't really know if libertarians would behave that way, but...
But at the very least, they haven't proven that they won't.
Well, and in some cases... Some of them have proven that they are worthwhile to have in office. The little, you know, soil and water board people. I mean, we do have libertarians in office at a variety of different levels across the country, and they are indeed holding the line against government growth, and in some cases succeeding in reducing the size of some government programs.
Well, we need them in all levels of government. We have libertarians in the U.S. House. We have them in libertarians in state houses.
Some, sure.
So we don't just have them on the mosquito control board.
And they are doing things. The ones that are in there are either holding the line or reducing government. So that's good. So there is some evidence to back up the fact that we do mean what we say. Anyway, and apparently he responded positively when I pointed out that they would behave as they claimed they would on the campaign trail. And they could have won if the public wasn't afraid to throw their vote away or on someone that they actually believed in. Now, Mark, the guy he's responding to, said he felt guilty for not voting against the right, and it was likely his family that was trying to give him that guilt trip.
Right.
I say, vote with your heart, says Joe. Vote for people that you believe in. Don't waste your vote by voting against people that you're afraid of. A vote against the right will always be interpreted as a vote for the left, and vice versa.
Absolutely true. Because I'm voting against that guy, I support everything that you're going to do, is essentially it.
Right. They don't know why you voted. They don't know who you are.
They don't really care. If they get into power, they're going to do what they want to do. They're going to reward whom they wish to reward and punish whomever they wish to punish.
All they know is they won, and now it's party time. You can do whatever you want. You're in charge. Well, it's just pandering to the CNN-style fear-mongering, such as, if George Bush wins, there'll be back-alley abortions on the street. Ignore that garbage and vote for yourself. I mean, really, look at the past. Look at the alleged differences between the Republicans that have been elected and the Democrats that have been elected. There really isn't a dime's worth of difference between the two. Government's gotten bigger and bigger every single time, and it's always the opposition party. It's always the party that's not in the majority that's out there screaming and yelling about the Constitution. You know, back when Bill Clinton was in charge, the Republicans were, this is unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah, the Republicans were very constitutional when Clinton was in charge, but now it's the Democrats
now
that are screaming about the Constitution.
It's the same old story, and nobody seems to catch on, or very few people seem to catch on.
You know, and the other point that I always make, I love to make this point, is everybody who voted for John Kerry in the last presidential election, and I'm only using presidential elections because everybody knows about them, threw away their vote. John Kerry is not president.
That's right.
Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate, not president. And what was the fellow from the Green Party?
David Cobb.
David Cobb, not president. Okay, John Kerry is just as not president as Michael Badnarik is.
That's true.
So those people threw their votes away. The largest votes for the largest amount of votes for a Democratic candidate ever, and they threw them away.
The saddest part was seeing people that should have known better, people that had voted Libertarian in 2000, who voted for either John Kerry or George Bush because they were so scared of the other guy winning.
Right.
They abandoned their principles. That was really sad. Anyway, Joe says, I also take issue with Manwich's claim that the Democrats don't lie like the Republicans. On face, they're the party of the minority of the lower class, allegedly.
Right. Now, I'm, you know, if I made it sound like the Democrats don't lie like the Republicans do, you know, the Republicans have lied about wanting smaller government. The Democrats do not lie about wanting smaller government. The Democrats lie about representing, you know, who they represent. They
Good
have
point.
All the black vote, a large amount of the Hispanic vote, most of the Mexican vote.
Right.
They don't have the Cuban vote, but that's they don't represent those people. They represent power.
Exactly. As Joe puts it, they repeatedly enact racist, poverty-preserving policies like affirmative action, welfare, Social Security, and the minimum wage. These are things that affect poor people in a negative manner, but yet they're touted as something that actually helps the poor. But the Republicans don't actually oppose those things either. They're two wings of the same statist authoritarian party. Joe, you've got it exactly right. And he ends his email with Vote Libertarian. More coming up. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can support the show by shopping with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. They've got it all. Well, virtually everything. I don't think they sell guns, but they sell almost everything.
I doubt they do.
You can get everything from clothing to electronics to furniture to baby stuff, camping gear, sporting goods, etc. Go surf around. In fact, gourmet foods even. Amazon.freetalklive.com will get you there. Now, why do you want to enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com?
Well, because we get a little piece of it.
That's right.
Instead of advertising costs, Amazon's found a good way to get people recommended to go to their site, and we're recommending you go to Amazon, so we get a little piece of it, whatever you buy.
Right. You're going to do online shopping anyway. I mean,
and it's not going to be any cheaper if you don't go through us. Amazon's
exactly.
Not going to give you the discount instead.
and they just keep all
that
their
wouldn't
products.
Work.
Right.
Yeah.
If you go through our site, then we get a chunk. Amazon.freetalklive.com, you get your shopping done, you get what you need delivered to you, and we get a piece. It's a great way to help Free Talk Live and get your shopping done at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the email box from Brian. And by the way, still coming up, the Pot Cave. Brian says, hey, just wanted to let you know that I found your show on the internet when I was looking for a freedom-minded show to listen to at work. I found some other radio shows that claimed to be libertarians, but in the end, they sounded like Rush or Michael Savage that claimed to be libertarians rather than Republicans or conservatives. Has Savage claimed to be a libertarian?
I don't think Savage has ever claimed to be a libertarian, but he does claim to be independent, and he's perhaps bandied the word about before.
That's the new thing with the conservative hosts, isn't it? I've heard Hannity claim to be independent. I've heard, Glenn Beck, he claims to be an independent, right? All of these rabidly conservative, Bush-supporting radio hosts.
I'm independent, but I support everything President Bush
right.
does, except immigration.
Or except for one token minor thing that they might disagree with him on. I mean, that's usually it. Like, because someone will call in and say, well, you're not an independent, you support Bush on everything. And then they'll say, there's this one thing, whatever it is. Maybe it's immigration. In some cases, it might be something else. But, I mean, they're on his train 99%.
Absolutely.
And yet they love that claim because it somehow sets them apart. They don't want to claim to be libertarians because they don't hold any libertarian positions.
And they really don't have any principles either. I don't know what their guiding principles are, these guys.
Do and say what they're told to say,
mm-hmm.
essentially, by the Republican Party's talking
Glenn point. Beck is essentially a biblical Mormon. You know, he just, whatever it is... You know, the Bible should be the law.
Ugh. And didn't you say he won't talk about that on his show?
He won't.
His Mormonism?
He won't say that he's a Mormon, no.
I think that's interesting. He says, the thing I find that bothers me about all political talk shows, most all political talk shows, no matter what the political positions are held, is that they always decide to focus on the personalities involved, but not the issues at hand.
Right.
What an interesting observation.
That's your observation. I've heard you say that same thing off air. I don't think I've ever heard you say it on air so many times.
I didn't observe it in quite as precise of a manner. I just don't like the name. I call it name dropping. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it when I'm listening to a talk show and all they're talking about is so and so in Washington,
this guy,
so and
guy.
So, the head of whatever,
with an R in front
right.
behind his name and a D in behind his.
But I like how he points out that it just drives him nuts because. Not only are they focusing on the personalities, but a lot of the so-called comedy in these shows is based on making fun of them. That's all it is. Well, ha, the Republicans, the Democrats, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what the stupid jokes and the stupid parody songs that they have, because I haven't listened to this garbage in a long time. But that's what they do. They just make fun of the other team. Hour 3's on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it. In precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Chihuk.